This is the Internet Multicasting Service. Harper Audio presents Much Ado About Nothing by William Shakespeare, starring Rex Harrison and Rachel Roberts. In this section, Hero, a virtuous maiden, pretends to be dead to help expose the villainous Don John.
Is he done? It's most profound, Ernest. And I warrant you, for the love of Beatrice,
I have challenged thee
most sincerely.
What a pretty thing man is when he goes in his doublet and hose and leaves off his wit.
He is then a giant to an ape. But then is an ape a doctor to such a man?
But soft you, let me be. Pluck up my heart and be sad. Did he not say my brother was slain?
Come you, sir. If justice cannot claim you, she shall ne'er weigh your reasons in her balance. Nay, and you be a cursed hypocrite once, you must be looked to.
Oh, now, two of my brother's men bound, Braccio one.
Hearken after their offence, my lord.
Officers, what offence have these men done?
Marry, sir, they have committed false report. Moreover, they have spoken untruth.
Untruth, yes.
Secondarily, they are slanders. Sixth, and lastly, they have belied a lady. Thirdly, they have verified unjust things. And to conclude, they are lying knaves.
First, I ask thee what they have done. Thirdly, I ask thee what's their offence. Sixth, and lastly, why they are committed. And to conclude, what you lay to their charge.
Rightly reasoned, and in his own division. And by my troth, there's one meaning well suited.
Who have you offended, masters, that you are thus bound to your answer? This learned constable is too cunning to be understood. What's your offence?
Sweet prince, let me go no farther to mine answer. Do you hear me, and let this count kill me? I have deceived even your very eyes. What your wisdoms could not discover, these shallow fools have brought to light. Who in the night overheard me confessing to this man how Don John, your brother, incensed me to slander the lady Hero. How you were brought into the orchard and saw me court Margaret in Hero's garments. How you disgraced her when you should marry her. My villainy they have upon record, which I'd rather seal with my death than repeat over to my shame. The lady is dead upon mine and my master's false accusation, and briefly I desire nothing but the reward of a villain.
Runs not this speech like iron through your blood?
I have drunk poison whilst he uttered it.
But did my brother set thee on to this?
Yea, and paid me richly for the practice of it.
He is composed and framed of treachery, and fled he is upon this villainy.
Sweet Hero, now thy image doth appear in the rare semblance that I loved it first.
Come, bring away the plaintiffs. By this time our section hath reformed Signor Leonato of the matter. And masters, do not forget to specify when time and place shall serve that I am an ass.
Here comes Master Signor Leonato and the sexton too.
Which is the villain? Let me see his eyes, that when I note another man like him, I may avoid him. Which of these is he?
You would know your wronger. Look on me.
Art thou the slave that with thy breath hast killed mine innocent child?
Yea, even I alone.
No, not so, villain. Thou beliest thyself. Here stand a pair of honorable men. A third is fled that had a hand in it. I thank you, princes, for my daughter's death. Record it with your high and worthy deeds. 'Twas bravely done, if you bethink you of it.
I know not how to pray your patience, yet I must speak. Choose your revenge yourself. Impose me to what penance your invention can lay upon my sin. Yet sinned I not, but in mistaking.
By my soul, nor I. And yet to satisfy this good old man, I would bend under any heavy weight that he'll enjoin me to.
I cannot bid you bid my daughter live. That were impossible. But I pray you both, possess the people in Messina here how innocent she died. And if your love can labor aught in sad invention, hang her an epitaph upon her tomb and sing it to her bones. Sing it tonight. Tomorrow morning come you to my house, and since you could not be my son-in-law, be yet my nephew. My brother hath a daughter, almost the copy of my child that's dead, and she alone is heir to both of us. Give her the right you should have given her cousin, and so dies my revenge.
Oh, noble sir, your over-kindness doth wring tears from me. I do embrace your offer and dispose for henceforth of poor Claudio.
Tomorrow, then, I will expect your coming. Tonight I take my leave. This naughty man shall face to face be brought to Margaret, who I believe was packed in all this wrong. hired to it by your brother?
No, by my soul she was not, nor knew not what she did when she spoke to me. But always have been just and virtuous in anything that I do know by her.
Moreover, sir, which indeed is not under white and black, this plaintive fear the offender did call me ass.
Yes.
I beseech you, let it be remembered in his punishment. And also, the watch heard them talk of one deformed. They say he wears a key in his ear and a lock hanging by it, and borrows money in God's name, the which he hath used so long and never paid, that now men grow hard-hearted and will lend nothing for God's sake. Pray you examine him upon that point.
I thank thee for thy care and honest pay.
Your worship speaks like a most thankful and reverend youth, and I praise God for you.
Bears for thy pains.
God save the foundation.
Go, I discharge you thy prisoner, and I thank thee.
I leave an errant knave with your worship, which I beseech your worship to correct yourself for the example of others. God keep your worship. I wish your worship well. God restore you to health. I humbly give you leave to depart, and if a merry meeting may be wished, God prohibit it.
Amen.
Come, neighbor.
Until tomorrow morning, lords, farewell.
Farewell, my lords. We look for you tomorrow.
We will not fail.
Tonight, I'll mourn with hero.
And bring you these fellows on. We'll talk with Margaret how her acquaintance grew with this lewd fellow.
Oh, pray thee, sweet Mistress Margaret, deserve well at my hands by helping me to the speech of Beatrice.
Will you then write me a sonnet in praise of my beauty?
In so high a style, Margaret, that no man living shall come over it. For in most comely truth, thou deservest it.
To have no man come over me? Why, shall I always keep below stairs?
Thy wit is as quick as the greyhound's mouth, it catches.
And yours as blunt as the fencer's foils, which hit but hurt not.
A most manly wit, Margaret, it will not hurt a woman. So I pray thee, call Beatrice. I give thee the bucklers.
Give us the swords. We have bucklers of our own.
If you use them, Margaret, you must put in the pikes with a vice. They are dangerous weapons for maids.
Well, I will call Beatrice to you, who I think hath laid.
And therefore will come. Da, 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 da. The God of love that sits above and knows and knows and knows me. How pitiful I deserve. I mean in singing. But in loving, Leander the good swimmer, Troilus the first employer of panders, and a whole bookful of those quondam carpetmongers whose names yet run smoothly in the even road of a blank verse, why, they will never so cruelly turn over and over as my poor self in love. Mary, I cannot show it in rhyme. I've tried. I can find no rhyme to lady but baby, an innocent rhyme. Scorn. Horn, hard rhyme. School, fool, a babbling rhyme. Very ominous endings. No, I was not born under a rhyming planet, nor I cannot woo in festival terms. Oh, sweet Beatrice, wouldst thou come when I call thee?
Yes, signor, and depart when you bid me.
Oh, stay but till then.
Then is spoken. Fare you well now. And yet, ere I go, let me go with that I came for. Which is with knowing what hath passed between you and Claudio.
Only foul words. And thereupon I will kiss
thee. A foul words is but foul wind, and foul wind is but foul breath is noisome. And therefore I will depart unkissed.
Thou hast frightened the word out of his right sense, so forcible is thy wit. But I must tell thee plainly, Claudio undergoes my challenge, and either I must shortly hear from him, or I will subscribe him a coward. Now I pray thee, tell me, for which of my bad parts did thou first fall in love with me?
For them all together, which maintain so politic a state of evil that they will not admit any good parts to intermingle with them. But for which of my good parts did you first suffer love for me?
Suffer love? A good epithet. I do suffer love indeed, for I love thee against my will.
In spite of your heart, I think. Alas, poor heart. If you spite it for my sake, I will spite it for yours, for I will never love that which my friend hates.
Thou and I are too wise to woo peaceably.
But there's not in this confession. There's not one wise man among 20 that will praise himself.
An old instance, Beatrice, that lived in the time of good neighbors. If a man do not erect in this age his own tomb ere he dies, he shall live no longer in monument, and the bell rings, and the widow weeps.
And how long is that, think you?
A question? Why, an hour in clamor and a quarter in room. Therefore, it is most expedient for the wise, if Don Worm, his conscience, find no impediment to the contrary, to be the trumpet of his own virtues, as I am to myself. Yes, well, so much for praising myself, who I myself will bear witness is praiseworthy. Now tell me, how doth your cousin?
Very ill.
Oh, and how do you?
Very ill too.
Serve God, love me and men.
Madam.
There will I leave you too, for here comes one in haste.
Madam, you must come to your uncle, yonder's old coil at home. It is proved my lady Hero hath been falsely accused, the Prince and Claudio mightily abused, and Don John is the author of all who is said and gone. Will you come presently?
Will you go hear this news, Signor?
I will live in thy heart, die in thy lap, and be buried in thy eyes. And moreover, I will go with thee to thy uncle's.
This has been Harper Audio. HarperCollins is the copyright owner of this recording and has consented to a limited distribution of Harper Audio as an 8 kHz computer sound file on Internet Town Hall. It is a violation of United States and international copyright laws to copy these recordings in any other way. Harper Audio is a trademark of HarperCollins Publishers, Inc. To order a copy of this tape or to request a catalog of all Harper Audio spoken word cassettes, please call 1-800-C-HARPER or 717-941-1214 or send mail to harper@town.hall.org. This has been a production of the Internet Multicasting Service. Support for Harper Audio is provided by HarperCollins and by Sun Microsystems and O'Reilly & Associates. Network connectivity for the Internet Multicasting Service is provided by UUNET Technologies and MFS DataNet.